Hey, welcome to Bloody Elbow Radio. I'm doing a special segment here. Just first things first, I need to let you guys know that this is in response to UFC 151 being canceled due to Dan Henderson's injury. I'm sitting here, I've got King Mo Lawal on the phone with me, and he wants to weigh in on this subject, so that's why we're doing this special spot. Mo, how are you?
I'm good. Let me jump straight to the point, though, dog. Let me jump straight to the point. Okay. People are talking about, you know, Dan got hurt, right? Dan's a soldier. Dan's a warrior. We know that. When have you ever seen, everyone wants to talk about MMA, the UFC being a legit sport, and blah, blah, blah. What proves it's entertainment? When have you ever seen a basketball player or a football player get hurt, not play in a game, and then all of a sudden the commissioner's like, you know what, since Peyton Manning or since you know, LeBron James or Kobe Bryant's injured, we're going to cancel this game. When have y'all ever seen that? I saw Tim Duncan sit out amidst like he missed like 10 to 15 games because he was feeling well. They didn't cancel them games they didn't play in. You know what I'm saying? The games went on. If it's a true sport, the show goes on. If not, it gets rescheduled and for a different time, which John Jones is choosing to not fight Chael, which I don't blame him because Chael and Dan are two different fighters, and he's moving it to a different time. For these idiots to say that, you know, it's a bad move on him, how's it a bad move? In boxing, if it's a week before a fight, no one's going to step in a week before the fight like, you know what, I'm going to fight this guy for a belt. Never happens. It only happens when it's not a true sport, when a guy can dictate what goes on.
Okay. Well, let me say, as one of the people that finds that it's just funny that, you know, Chael is moving up a weight class and is coming in on 8 days' notice, I do feel some responsibility might lie with John Jones in that, you know, his denial to take the fight. Well, it just didn't sit right with me. That's all I'm going to say there. I'm not going to say that he killed the card, but I guess I'm going to say that he killed the card.
The thing is, how can John Jones paint the UFC? He can't kill a card. Dana White, Lorenzo, and them can kill a card. You know what I'm saying? John, you know, if John got hurt, then John killed the card. If he got hurt, then Dan got hurt. So they want to bring in another person who's never fought at 205, which Chael's a fucking beast. And I don't, you know, anybody in the right mind could realize people are saying Chael and Dan are the same similar fighters. No, they're not. As a matter of fact, Chael is much more, I feel like Chael's more skilled than Dan, more athletic than Dan, taller, longer, more explosive than Dan, better takedown than Dan, better ground game than Dan, better gas tank than Dan, you know, longer than Dan, can throw kicks. Chael can do it all. If Chael is on top of you, he's going to pass your guard, mount you, blah, blah, this and that. When you know, Dan, if he hits you with that fucking right hand or left hook or whatever he throws, you're in trouble. He takes you down, he can ground and pound you, but when have you ever seen Dan really knock anybody out, ground and pound it, since Babu? You know?
Okay.
So I'm just saying, it's two different fighters. Chael can fight orthodox and southpaw. Dan's just an orthodox fighter. So if you change for Chael, you change for a whole different athlete. I don't see how John Jones killed the card. You know, there are how many fights? Think about this. There are how many fights on the card? There are probably about six fights on the card, and there are probably about five fights on the main card, right?
Yeah.
And probably two fights on SX. So how can one person kill a card when they can easily be like, you know what? If everybody at one, we'll find another fight to throw in there. That's what they did. That's what they did with the Fox fight. Chris Weidman stepped in and took the fight. And I guarantee you, if what's that dude's name? The grappler's name. I forgot.
Damian Maia.
Chris Weidman. Damian Maia would have more time to think it over here. But like, you know what? This wasn't a good fight for me because Matt stylistically it was a bad fight for him. And know what happened? Damian Maia took the fight. He lost. Went down weight class, and that put Chris Weidman on the fucking map. Stepping stone.
But
Weidman had every advantage.
But you have to give credit where it's due to Damian Maia in that he actually stepped up and did something for someone besides himself.
No, but Chris step up for what? It made him go down a weight class. And he lost.
Yeah, but at the time, he didn't want to jeopardize the card, so he stepped up. I'm not saying, listen, I'm not going to say that John Jones killed this card. I agree with you. He didn't kill the entire card. But I lost a little respect for him. I will say that.
Well, the thing is, the reason why you lost some respect for him is because, first of all, people in MMA don't have respect for the fighters in general. Because if that was Pacquiao with Mayweather, and then Mayweather got hurt, and they were like, hey, Pacquiao, we want you to fight Dmitry Pirog, a 160-pound guy that's going to drop down to 154 and fight you for your belt. And Pacquiao's like, you know what? No, I want with Mayweather. What would people say? They're like, smart move, because Dmitry's is a totally different fighter than Mayweather, blah, blah, blah. If you train for one person, how do you get a different style? Because you see it happen all the time. Damian Maia probably Damian Maia was supposed to fight, who won that card originally? It was supposed to fight, who was supposed to fight? But Chris Weidman stepped in.
He wasn't supposed to fight Munoz. Was he supposed to fight Munoz, and Munoz had the elbow injury?
No, Munoz already beat Damian Maia.
Who the hell was he supposed to, you know what, I'd have to look
it up. It was Munoz. No, it wasn't Munoz. It was, I forgot who it was, but I tell you this, whoever stepped in got a whole different fighter. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure Damian Maia was not ready for Chris Weidman. Because he was ready if he was training for someone as similar as Chris Weidman, he wouldn't got taken down and thrown and kicked and not worked that whole fight. But I just saved Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman wasn't in the best shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, it's a sport. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be like, you know, if you want to see a guy step in and fight anybody on a short notice, go to a fucking bar. Go watch bar fights. It's a fucking sport. You can't bash a fighter who's like, you know what, I trained for a certain specific type of fighter. I'm not comfortable fighting another guy right now because I had everything prepared for Dan Henderson. For people to say that I'm respectful to me is like ridiculous.
I guess I'm ridiculous.
They're the ones that are fighting. Because here's the thing. Just remember this. We all grew up watching football. We all grew up watching basketball. We all played basketball or football sometime in our life. Girls all grew up cheerleading or playing soccer or playing some sport. Not many people grew up fighting. So people can relate to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can somewhat relate to it a little bit, but I didn't grow up, you know, I grew up fighting, you know, here and there, you know, with people in my neighborhood and stuff like that, but no one really grew up fighting in a cage against another well-conditioned athlete with a referee, with rules. Okay. So it's easy for the outside person, like, you know what, I would have stepped in and fought that. Well, if you would have stepped in and fight that fight, you know what, maybe you should step up, close your fucking mouth, get and start training. If I didn't start training, then start doing MMA. Because talk is cheap. It's easy for everybody to be like, you know what, he should have took that, but you're not in his shoes.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that.
You know, because on Twitter, people are like, oh, John Jones, blah, 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 this and that. Well, fuck. The UFC is the one that got behind John Jones. The UFC is the one that, I'm like this, marketing, I'm pretty sure marketing get John Jones at Nike contract. I'm pretty sure the UFC did. The UFC pushed him in promo at the commercials. Now, he's decided to stand for himself, and they're like, blah, 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 this and that. That's the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard. Dana White now could move this shit to FX or Fuel or whatever it had and kept the car going. To appease the fans, because remember, I remember a few fights ago, there was a terrible, trash-ass car in Canada. What's Dana White done to get back to the people? There's a terrible card when Gray Maynard fought Craig Rita. Was that a good card? No. But what has Dana White done to get back to the people? Nothing. He just kept the same card, the same trash-ass cards that these dumb motherfuckers are paying for. And one fight does not make a whole card. I'm sorry. It might in boxing, because that's how the boxing model is. But not MMA.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna have to defer to your professionalism here and say that you have opened my eyes to something else. I'm still harboring a little resentment here, but I'm sure I'll get over it.
Well, the thing is, everybody's gonna harbor resentment. It should be towards John Jones. It should be towards the people that fucking put the organization, not put the organization, but had the card put together. Because what it comes down to is you have about 13 fights. They can easily replace the John Jones fight with somebody else fighting. They can find two guys, they can fight Cerrone. Cerrone didn't take much damage in the last fight. Holler at Cerrone, because I'm pretty sure he stepped in. He'd fight anybody. He'd be like, Cerrone, would you fight so-and-so at 155? Bam. Put that on the main card. Move everybody else up. But instead, they're trying to say John Jones is the reason why everyone is or was I getting paid for this fight? Well, here's the thing. If Dan would have got hurt, then guess what? The fight would have still been continued. The call would have still happened, but you can't blame just one person.
Okay. All right. You know what? I have to apologize here. My cat is going nuts. Oh, she's sitting outside the door just crying. So if you hear that pitiful little meowing, I'm so sorry.
No, I don't hear it. You know, it's all good. I don't hear it. I mean, no.
Just in case it translates across on the recording, I'm so sorry. So basically, all right, listen. So basically, it doesn't matter that, you know, John Jones has said that, you know, he didn't really want to fight Machida because of the low pay-per-view numbers from the first time that he fought him. But, you know, in comparison, he'd rather do no pay-per-view numbers. That's okay.
Well, the thing is, I'm pretty sure it's probably comes down to the fact that, like, hey, he didn't train for a softball, which he didn't, Machida or Chael. He's trained for a guy that is going to come out there and knock his head off, which is the exact opposite of Machida. So I'm like, you know, you can't knock the dude for being smart. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm like, oh, it's the fight anyway. Those guys, I would fight anyway because the thing is, like, AKA, I got a wider variety of training partners, so I got guys. I spar with everybody. I still spar with one particular type of guy for my fight. I just follow the game plan. But, you know, I fought Hodger, I spar with Luke, and I spar with other people. But I knew the game plan, so I used the same game plan for Hodger, like, for everybody in the room. You know what I'm saying? That's how I fight, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, maybe he didn't have the access to the sparring partners.
Okay. All right. You want me to tell you something funny right now? Guess who else offered to fight John Jones?
Who?
Chris Weidman.
No, Chris Weidman, let me tell you something. Chris Weidman's a fucking beast. Like, I'm telling you, people underestimate this kid. They don't know about him because he doesn't speak up. But the thing is, the kid is a beast, you know what I'm saying? Good on the ground, good stand-up, solid, good, better wrestling than John Jones, good, solid wrestling. He beat Jake Herbert, who is a world champion. He beat Jake Herbert in freestyle at the NYAC. This kid is a good-ass, he's a good fighter, good everywhere, solid everywhere. So I'm, you know, you can't blame John Jones for the card being canceled. You got to blame the organization.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you've sort of, like I said, you've opened my eyes. I'm sure that I'll get the sour taste out of my mouth soon enough. But for right now, let me hold on to my anger. I need something right now.
It's cool. Here's what I mean. Like, you know, a lot of fans out there are bashing John Jones, but at the same time, they're the ones praising him, saying, oh, he can't be beaten. These are the same motherfuckers that are calling him a pussy. That's because the respect of the fighters has to come from high above. And I'll tell you this. Dana White, he does a lot for the fight, for the UFC and stuff like that, but I don't think he truly respects the fighters. He didn't go out there and talk bad about some of these fighters, like Shogun saying Shogun was willing to get cut. Why the fuck would you say some shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Shogun's fought all sorts of people. I don't know what he said about John because I don't really care what he said, but from what I've seen on Twitter, you know, people saying that he was trying to bash John and this and that and blah, 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 put the blame on him, which you really can't. You know what I'm saying? You have to put the blame on your motherfucking self. You got to, you know, look at yourself and be like, hey, maybe you got to make better cards.
Yeah.
Maybe they should make this, make the main card stronger.
You know, that seems to be part of the main argument that's rolling around too. It's either, you know, blast John Jones or blast the UFC for putting together such a weak card.
It is like this, the UFC, if you know what they want to do, big numbers, have every fucking card like UFC 100. Because UFC 100, even if Brock would have fought in that card, they had GSP in the motherfucking card.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So have every card like UFC 100, two cards a month, you know what I'm saying? Like UFC 100 and like a few, like, you know, because they used to have good fights back then. Now you just see some garbage, and these dumb motherfucking groupies are paying for the garbage, and then they're getting mad. They're getting mad at shit, trying to blame shit. Get mad at yourself for spending that fucking money.
Oh, you're always gold. Everything that comes out of your mouth, man. All right. So, okay, Mo. Well, you know what? You know how we do it. I'm going to give you a minute or two here. Tell people where to find you. If you have something that you want to plug away.
All right. Y'all can find me. You know what I'm saying? First of all, shout out to MMA League, my sponsors, AKA. And, you know, so if y'all want to find me, you know, at King Mo FH. For my haters that want to talk down, I'm going to find me. I'm in San Jose. I ain't hard to find. You want to talk all this shit? Well, come to San Jose and holler at me, because I will come find you. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be with San Jose, say some shit to my face. Hey, hit me up on Twitter and tell me you're going to be in San Jose, and I'll be meeting you. That's all I got to say, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these motherfuckers, they're too reckless to fuck their mouth, and they think they're hard, and they ain't done nothing.
Listen, I'm going to challenge you, man. All right, tell people where to find you on Twitter.
Yeah, at KingMoFH. And y'all make sure y'all add MMA_Lee_Alder.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, that wraps up this special edition of Bloody Elbow Radio. Thanks for listening, and catch us next time.